you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin, caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in a lack of drowsiness, improved productivity, and better cash flow from decreased coffee spending. Unexpected job promotions have been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may decrease the urge to zone out, doze off, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.
Yes, it's another episode of the Satirical Challenge Show. We're so glad you came in and tuned in. And so we have loads to get to. Pinkwood,
Riz,
and Johnny are on, and
they're on their way. So don't you worry.
They're stuck in the tube. Yeah, they're stuck in the tube.
They'll be coming along shortly.
The internet. They'll be on shortly. So, Pinkwood, what do you make of all this immigration of aliens that's going on?
It definitely is possible for aliens to exist.
Look, in the 1900s, you know, there's this place called Ellis Island, you know, which documented many aliens. And they all came from different countries, too. So you had the Russian alien, the other aliens, the French aliens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not completely...
But they're a different sort of alien, if you could recall.
Well, what do you mean?
We're talking about the green, the white space ring is the bell.
Oh, I'm so thick.
Which Department of Defense has actually brought up and discussed, which...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Driz and Johnny will sort this out when they come from the underground.
Yes.
But What in the world is that about? Is that like, you know, in pop culture, you have Third Rock from the Sun, right? And other things, right? Right. So. What is that about?
I have no idea.
I mean, they get their own shows on Fox.
No, those are actors.
What do you mean those are actors? They can't be actors.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm sure Driz could agree to that. Along those lines, what you're referring to?
What do you mean?
There are totally several. There are multiple kinds of aliens. I'm sure Drews could agree with me here.
No, I mean we were talking in the lot, right? I mean, the other types of aliens is, you know, but the aliens. Couldn't you be alien to something?
True.
I mean,
true.
You could be alien to something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, in terms of...
James, are you here?
I think
he came back from a bathroom break.
Right.
I got caught in a rainstorm.
Mm.
So you must be wet.
I am wet, actually.
Very.
I'm wet from the whole Ophelia storm.
Ophelia?
Yep.
Ophelia storm. Right, so to bring up the speed, we started talking about this thing called Ellis Island and these things called aliens. We want to clarify a few points. Number one, have these aliens been famous for long? Chris?
Redhead? Are you there?
Yes,
I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay.
But
I'm here. Aliens. Aliens have been the huge talk of the town recently. There have been talks of UFOs flying around, UFOs just being seen in the sky, and
Are those the homes or something?
I've heard reports of people in homes seeing UFOs flying around in skies during nighttime.
Mm.
And there have been a rise lately. And of course, you know, this world is going through such a crazy time that it wouldn't be a surprise if we all saw a UFO flying in the sky right now.
Right. But
there was a report that I heard about the Director of Defense.
Uh-huh.
He happened to spend his entire life trying to find evidence to see if UFOs actually do exist. And it comes from a dream that he had.
Wait, stop. Bros back for a second. He actually tried to find if the aliens were real.
UFOs. Any evidence?
You mean
any
like Roswell? You mean like Roswell?
Yes. All that.
Wait. So, I'm trying to piece this together. Bear with me. So, when you come into the United States, right, and you get checked in, and you get a card, and it's green, that doesn't make you an alien?
You are considered somewhat of an alien, only
but
if...
Wait. So then do you go... Then do you go through the process of immigration and they say, what country are you from? And you say outer space. And when you say outer space, you get tons of tinfoil, Reynolds wrap, and crap like that thrown at you.
Different process of being tried as an alien, but
Wait. They try you too? So is it like a flavor?
Mm-hmm. More like
a flavor.
A nice piece of chocolate. You know, like when you go to one of those food tasting events and you get a sample of chocolate to try out.
You mean like
white chocolate, dark chocolate.
You mean like a Whitman sampler?
Well, that?
Is that like a Whitman sampler?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all the samples that you can try. That's what the immigration process is like.
Wait. I'm just trying to get this straight. So far, we have UFOs. We have UFOs. We have this green card, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We have the fact that Reynolds wrap keeps getting thrown at them from all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're tried?
Mm-hmm.
As aliens.
They're tried as aliens.
How are they... How are they tried as aliens? This doesn't make sense. Does a court of law just suddenly come in and say, you are an alien, here's your card, and that's it?
I don't know what would be... it's very...
I believe one of the reasons why immigrants are seen as aliens is because they're not like us Americans. They're seen as different people of a different background. They learned a new language.
Wait, different people of different backgrounds? Imagine that.
Perfect.
Wait.
Fascinating.
Yeah, Johnny. Wait, fascinating. So this man called Walt Disney, I heard, was an alien.
Sounds like an alien to me. An alien name.
Yeah.
And like this mouse that he invented was an alien too. They call him Mickey, something like that.
Mickey.
Or like Mork.
Mickey Mouse.
Or something like that, right? Mork. Mork from Ork, or something like that. I mean, so, and then let me get this straight. They're now saying that these things are real?
Apparently so.
They have to be real. Because they come from a different planet.
Mm-hmm.
You mean Mars has a residency? Wait a second.
Probably, most likely.
Mars has a residency. So,
yeah.
Do they just pose as humans to get stuff? So, is it at night when they crawl into bed that they actually reveal their flippers and crap like that? Is that it?
I don't know.
I believe it. Aliens, since they have a secret identity hidden, during night times is when they show their real colors, their true nature. And we imagine aliens as these red or green or yellow creature people with red eyes, with different colored skin, crawling all around, probably planning up ways to get their own way in terms of seeking revenge or attacking the world in some kind of fashion.
Well, yeah, but what? I'm very confused all of a sudden. I'm just trying to picture this. So, immigration, right? The thing they did on Ellis Island is not the same as inducting aliens.
Correct.
So, nope. What is this immigration thing about? I mean, is it?
Totally different thing, Red Hood. It's like,
what do you mean? I'm still trying to figure this out. You know, immigrant. Immigration is the same.
Hmm?
Is the same thing.
Correct. No, not correct.
No, not correct. Okay.
Not true.
So then I'm trying.
Definitely lying. Not correct.
I'm really trying to understand this.
All right. Fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they spread the fake news?
Fake news.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's possible that UFOs can be fake, considered as fake news also.
Okay. Very true.
In actuality, we've all never seen UFOs in our lives until up to this recent moment where you hear this guy who was the director of defense who reported seeing a UFO somewhere. He could be right, or he could be crazy. There could be something wrong with him mentally that would make him believe that he actually saw a UFO.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't in his dreams?
I'm sure, because the article that I found, it seems to me like he's so heavily focused on trying to find the source of a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did grow up watching a lot of television shows like The Twilight Zone.
What about Leave It to Beaver? I consider that a very good alien show. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
those old
Leave
TV
it to...
shows that, that put stuff inside your head, that make you
right.
think outside the box.
Right.
And...
been watching too much of that History Channel.
I'm still trying to grasp this. I mean, couldn't we consider Harvey Weinstein an alien too?
No, he's just a creep.
Not necessarily.
Oh. Totally different.
He's just a creep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, what about...
Well, he's not coming on our show anytime soon.
Anytime soon.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. With all the shit he's done, no, definitely not.
Definitely not.
No.
Ain't happening.
I mean, before the, you know.
Who knows? Maybe Captain Orange could be an alien.
Oh, hell no. Mm-hmm. Don't. We're going to shoot that down pretty fast. No. Definitely not. I will not have him on the show because he'll lambast the entire show in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
You are fake news.
You are, yes, we are. Thank you for noticing.
Yes.
You are fake
news. Appreciate our fake news.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Could you imagine if he was on the show? I wouldn't even give him the time of day. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Neither would I give anybody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That time of day. And so going back to, so it should have been called Alien Island, not Ellis Island.
Probably.
So they came with all the bags and crap like that? Okay. So they got this green card and they said have at it. Right? No, I'm asking. I'm not asking that. I'm asking for... You know...
I would think that it's probably better that there isn't much involved at that point with that person. With that person who we know as Captain Orange... The bumbling idiot in office.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Big difference.
He's a genius, though.
No, he's not.
You know what Jesus is? Wait.
Did you just say he was Jesus?
No, genius.
Genius.
He can do so bad to be impeached, then Mike Pence will step in, which he's like 10 times worse.
Yes, he
How is Captain Orange a genius?
I'm trying to figure this out.
He can't.
Be like, I'm out.
Even get anything done.
Like, I'm out
in office.
Right. I'm still trying to figure this out. How is he?
Then Mike Pence will come in like do things 10 times worse. Oh, man.
Right. Okay, so... still trying to figure this out.
It's like, it's almost like, what could we think, what could actually happen next?
What's that, like a catch 22?
Oh no, please don't. Please don't. No.
Yeah.
No.
Catch 22.
No, I can't have that. I really can't have that. No, can't
do it. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I can't do it. I really can't do it. I mean... I just can't do it. Pinkwood, could you? I mean...
No, I don't understand it. I know, and as much as it, we hate it to be true... It's kind of, it's, shit's already happening and going down.
Yeah.
So it's either, what could we say, what could we do when there's a hell of a lot in our control?
Mm-hmm. How? How is it within our control?
That's the problem.
What do you mean that's the problem?
The problem is that how can we have anything that's going on? How is this even remotely...
Like, how is this...
How is this remotely happening when, in fact, it isn't what we want?
What do you mean, what isn't what
With
we want?
With the fact that...
Yeah, back on...
Someone being
back on the science... Back on the science, like, that is highly illogical.
It's not highly illogical. How do... Then how was the world created?
Oh, that's a TV show.
No.
It's a movie. Sorry.
It's a radio program from the 1930s.
It's an old radio program.
Sorry.
Old-timey radio.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still trying to get this. What? No. Still trying to get it.
You have never seen an alien before, have you, Red Hood?
No.
Red Hood has never seen an alien before, so he's trying to get a whole grasp of what an alien is, what an alien looks like. But let's just use our imaginations to put our heads together and say that
we use our imaginations every day.
Right. Aliens. Who knows? Maybe an alien could speak in Morse code. It could speak in Morse code and it is colored green and has very, very small eyes. And huge
ears. You mean like a T-Rex?
And no hair.
You mean like a bald T-Rex?
Yes. Somewhat like a bald T-Rex, but not so much with a tall neck as a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a creature that has like slimy skin and speaks in Morse code.
Speaks in Morse code.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's freaking cool. So, still trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Still trying to get it. Is it like... Still trying to get it. So, this thing speaks in Morse code.
Morse code.
Okay.
Let me describe Morse code. See, Morse code
is
when.
I know what Morse code is. It's dee dee dot dee 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 dot.
Yeah. Just like that.
Dot 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 dot.
A whole bunch of gibberish.
Yes. You could literally go. Dot.
Dash.
Isn't it? Dash. Isn't it?
Exactly, just as you described, Red Hood.
Hashtag.
Yes,
Red Hood.
Dot, right?
We get it.
You get it, right?
Correct.
So, then the makers of Morse code, the makers of Morse code basically did stuff, right?
I'm sure that someone put their head in some kind of a code when the language wasn't even adopted yet. The English language.
The English language.
Some folks must have come together and grabbed a piece of stick together and just banged the sticks onto a hard rock or something and created that kind of language within the rhythm of those hits on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
This had to have happened over thousands of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
During the Stone Age. Even before before the Flintstones. Before the age of the Flintstones.
Okay.
That's a long time ago. Very long time ago.
Okay. Before the Flintstones. Okay. I think I'm not going to get this at all. Am I? I don't think I'm going to get this.
It's going to take a while. Honestly.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take a while
understand
what the whole process is, what the whole alien/immigration process is, and what an alien actually looks like versus an immigrant coming from a different country. Being called an alien, they're not really an alien. Yeah, it's somewhat of a long story.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes time for someone to fully understand and differentiate between the two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just start sussing this. Could we get to the next topic? I'll get back to you with an answer about this alien stuff. What's going on next?
There is a new film that's out that's actually, it was inspired by a handbook, and it's very telling about people with disabilities, and I see it as being ahead of the game, instead of just what it has been going on in general with it, with all that has been gone on with it. With the lack of representation here in the States, and then the UK and Europe is ahead of the game. So this shows me something. This shows that there are places out there that are giving that are willing to give people a shot and not just think about what they would like it to be at.
Okay.
He's so, off it and of itself.
Okay. So, in and so, of course, what we're talking about, and now I'm going to stop playing dumb, is the what we were talking about last week, which was the state of disability actors as well as disability. So, what does that mean?
Yep.
That means...
That actually means... Yeah, go ahead.
It means a
lot.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
It means a lot coming from the fact that most... If you look through the past 20, maybe 25 years, a lot of them are being played by people who are what we call neurotypicals, right? People who don't have disabilities. And the way people get famous is, I played a blind person. I played this. I played a person in a wheelchair. Without really giving any consideration to persons with disabilities. So, this actor... who's the EastEnders, came out with a handbook on, his name is David Proud, and we might have him on the show as a result of this, because of the fact that, the perception is that the problem when it comes to non-disabled people are only creating the narrative, while they still might be able to understand the medical aspects of it to represent us, they must understand the culture that where the depictions of disability fail. A non-disabled writer who has no experience with disability will not have a clue about the smell of burning rubber in sports halls with wheelchair basketball match, and sitting at home with your father cleaning up your wheelchair, learning which spanner to use it, and loving the moment when you kiss your wife at an altar as she sits on your laptop. Those are all his experiences. The fact is that the combined experience of sharing with other disabled people creates a culture for a community. Just like real abilities creates a culture for the film community. And they know, but they just want to deny, you know, it happening. And without
it's
engaging...
Who's playing dumb? It's all a matter of who's playing dumb to get what they would like.
Right. And the art of disability, which is his pamphlet, which we are going to look at before we invite him on, but the he has a rule of three. For every part you take away from a disabled artist, give three back. If you need an A-list non-disabled actor in a lead role to get the film financed, that's fine. Give three lesser roles to disabled artists as a diversity offset, right? And, I mean, so far this year, Breathe, the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, Wonderstruck, which is authentic, and it's directed by Todd Page, as well as, and features a 14-year-old deaf actress, Millicent Simmons, and not only helps produce with a more authentic portrayal, but Todd has contributed to the building of the disabled arts career. The fact is that, yeah, if we're only given as much as we are getting, right? So, the reality of it is that while we love Andrew Garfield, right, and Jake Gyllenhaal, we don't want them playing our parts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my film, it's like my film won't get financed if I don't have an A-lister.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
your film, what about the
A-lister?
What about the storytelling?
Yeah, the
story. Does that matter?
The storytelling has to, it has to really depict what the character with a disability goes through on a daily basis in order for it to be believable. Because if you have an A-lister, but the storyline is not good, or if it's terrible and it sucks, then it takes away the whole purpose of telling the whole story of what the person with this disability suffers and goes through on a daily basis. A-lister, B-lister. Depends on the actor.
You gotta make it believable.
Exactly.
Right. There are no C-listers, though. I mean, in the fact that there are no C-listers, there are no C-list actors, there's only B. There are C-list comedians, yes, but those are the people that you're going to find still working on the material. And then they get up to be your A's, right? But the fact is that we're all born with a particular set of skills. It doesn't really mean that you have to take our disability and amplify it, especially being a non-disabled actor, acting disabled. You know, be glad that the non-disabled person can walk, you know.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the fact is that he also serves as a disability consultant. They fail at it because they, you know, and the powerful statement of engagement, nothing about us, nothing without us, which is created during the Disability Riots that led the creation to the Disability Discrimination Act in the UK in 1995, but does not have it. The fact is that it might have relevance today if we were given a shot. Isaac Zablocki of Real Abilities Film Festival also was right in the same level. The fact is that
mm-hmm.
if you don't give people with disabilities their bow, name one disabled person besides
are you kidding?
What?
Besides him.
Yeah.
I don't think, if you're thinking about actors with disabilities, the only one that comes up is RJ Mitty.
Mm-hmm.
It's few and far between.
Well, yes. And as I do some live Googling, I am looking up disabled actors who have won an Academy Award. Can we name any on this podcast? Probably not.
It's probably so many.
No.
There's a handful. I mean, you look them up, and let's just see. Nominated for Oscars. Here we go. There are two.
Really?
Actually, I'm wrong. All right. There's 59 Oscars who received not actors who received nominations for disabled roles. All right. And the fact is that Marley Matlin is the only one who is championing the change of that, right? So let's see. Jamie Foxx, which was more accurate. John Malkovich, accurate. Arthur Kennedy, accurate. Elizabeth Hartman, accurate. These are all neurotypicals, by the way. However, there is not one disabled actor on this list. Not one. Not
with the exception of Marley.
Except Matlin. Marley.
With the exception of Marley Matlin, she's it.
Right. Exactly. And Anne Bancroft, we all know that Anne Bancroft played Patty Duke in The Miracle Worker. Their son, Max Brooks, is dyslexic. He's not an actor, but definitely he's a writer. He spends his time actually going to and speaking at like West Point and stuff like that. And in all reality, that's fantastic. But like even on this list, they say mentally challenged. That's not right. Yo. And this
that's
person on
completely wrong.
That's completely wrong. It's just, you know,
pardon me, I have a cold
Jeffrey
tonight.
Rush,
that's
you know,
complete hogwash.
Yeah. But Jeffrey Rush, the schizophrenic pianist David Helgott in Shine, Billy Bob Thornton, Edward Norton, Jack Nicholson, Angelina Jolie, Sean Penn. Sean Penn was actually really good. In I Am Sam. Michael Shannon in The Insane Person. Bradley Cooper as the one with bipolar disorder. I mean the Aviator. But then they go disease, physical and mental. Look, IndieWire. Next time you have a list, go through the terms, go through the terms. Don't just slap something on. Blind.
Actually, be accurate
know.
Too. Actually, and be accurate too about it. Not just make it a situation where you're saying something that can be looked at as being sensitive with the tone of this list.
Or rather insensitive.
This
you
is
know.
Not a way to get people to very
I mean,
insensitive.
With words like
and
mentally challenged and then listing all the, you know, disease, physical and mental, right? Other affections. Or afflictions.
I guess you guys can finish up this conversation Wednesday.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
To be continued.
We're going to have to get.
We will have to
yes.
play a bit for tonight. But have a great.
Here.
Yeah, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on Wednesday. Good night.
Hopefully, we'll be better on Wednesday.
Yeah, good night.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin, caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in a lack of drowsiness, improved productivity, and better cash flow from decreased coffee spending. Unexpected job promotions have been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may decrease the urge to zone out, doze off, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12. Do you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin. Caffeine. Not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in increased productivity and decreased dread in setting alarms. Unexpected enjoyment of the graveyard shift has been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may be a better budget option than drinking coffee. It may also decrease the urge to doze off, skip work, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.